Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 21st of October, and I'm recording at 9:35 p.m., and yes, that's still British summer time in the United Kingdom. Okay, well, what happened in here today? As far as stock markets were concerned, it was mostly a steady day. There were definitely more markets up than down. Wall Street, which is overbought in the short term, as are a number of markets that have been in form here recently, pretty well flat on the day, but good gains in Brazil, up 1.25%. Now in the European markets, the few declines were tiny, and we had a majority of gains, with, and it looks like the Netherlands up 0.66%. A little bit better performance by some of the Asian stock markets. Japan up 0.9 of a percent, and 0.5% gains approximately for Hang Seng, and also the Australian ASX 200 index. And China had a good day here, steadying it within its current trading range. The Shanghai Composite was up 1.62%. And we had mostly gains, modest gains, mostly elsewhere. The one exception here was Thailand, which I think it probably had the weakest decline, at least that I've seen among global stock markets today, down 2.44%. Percent. Okay. Now, there is evidence, certainly, that aside from the short-term overbought conditions that I mentioned on Sunday in my my comment of the day, unusual for Sunday, so I'm just mentioning that's there. If you hadn't seen it, and I talked mostly about Wall Street, but I talked about stock markets in relation to the quantitative easing QE that continues now, but some of the signs that we're seeing suggest that Wall Street is really about ready for another one of its reactions in what has been a very orderly overall upward trend of recent months, but it's very much a step sequence move, and we are due for at least a small step back down, I would say. But some of the signs, other than the short-term overbought condition that I have mentioned, is the fact that the dollar is starting to steady, having looked a little bit having definitely become short-term oversold. Also, precious metals started to firm up last week, and they have really responded to fear more than anything else in for a number of months now, and so they're steadyish, with gold at 1315, nearly 1351, and silver at 2222 up today. Palladium's been quite firm, nearly 750, and platinum also has seen some reasonably good action overall, 1436. It was up most of the day, but slipped back a little bit in after-hours trading. What we, I think, also see is some of the other commodities are a little bit firmer in here as well. I'll take those now. I normally comment on them at the end of these audios, but I do think they're interesting. The industrial metals, with the exception of tin, are all a little bit higher. Now, I exaggerate. Lead, tiny decline. It's almost unchanged, and the same with aluminium, virtually unchanged. But nickel was stronger in here today, as were copper and also also zinc. Now, looking at those charts, they do look like base formations. Now, I've said that before, they still look like base formations, but the patterns have just gotten bigger. So these are type 3 type formations, and they may go on and become bigger type 3 overall formations. But I think increasingly it does look as if the outcome of this will be a break to the upside. And that's something that is typical of maturing bull markets, that you get the cyclical sector like resources getting a late run, which can really be quite strong. So we want to keep an eye on that. And the improving performance that we've seen in stock markets such as Brazil, Australia, not those two, certainly not doing badly. Some of the South American commodity producing markets, they've firmed up for the most part in recent months, or at least recent weeks. So that looks interesting. Now, also in commodities, the most significant thing that's happened additionally here today is that we've seen the WTI crude, that's the U.S. crude, break below that $100 level, which was certainly a sort of a psychological level. And it was a level that a lot of commentators have said that the Saudis were watching, that they didn't really want to see it go below the $100 level. And the comments that I've seen, not today, although they may well have repeated that today, but I've seen it previously with commentators saying that the Saudis might actually start cutting back production if that were to remain the case. I think it's a little too early for that, and I'll tell you why, because, again, as I said a moment ago, that the WTI really is the U.S. market, and I think it just indicates technicalities in the U.S., including increased oil production there. And I think that the Brent crude price is much more relevant the producers, the other producers, and that's just below 110. So it's really quite quiet in an overall ranging phase. So whereas the WTI was down $1.66 here today, the Brent is just down 15%, as they say, and just below that $110 level. If that came down below 100, I think then we would see some production cutbacks. Meanwhile, the scuttlebutt on the WTI in terms of U.S. production is that the figure mentioned was that if we were to see 85, I don't think that's likely anytime soon. If we were to see that certainly some U.S. production would be scaled back. And bond markets, well, the yields edged just a little bit higher in here today, again on this somewhat quiet day. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.